Well, you know, we just chatted with AGT winner Brandon Leak, and now we've got Howie Mandel on the line to wrap up this season of America's Got Talent. Hi, Howie.
Oh, well, you just ruined it for me. I taped the show. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
With Brandon?
Spoiler.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Simon was there. It was a big deal.
Yeah. No, I couldn't be more thrilled. I could not be more thrilled and surprised and in awe and inspired more than I have ever been in any connection to this show. And I got to tell you, you know, this has been for everyone an incredible roller coaster of a year. And I mean, for everybody in the world. And we're all facing and dealing with stuff we've never really dealt with before, we've never really seen before. And, you know, that journey kind of started on AGT for us when we continued taping and lost the audience. And then this young man, Brandon Leak, comes out on stage and tells me he's a poet. And I think it's not going to be tough enough. It's tough enough to perform on our show in any given circumstance, but now there's absolutely no audience. He's standing in front of this cavernous theater, which is for people who say, me and Simon said, we don't know anything about poetry. And I was kind of incredulous. And what's your poem about? My poem's about my sister. All right, go ahead. And then I've never been more surprisingly emotionally moved by just nothing but words before. And it could have been, you know, the added silence of the place allowed everybody in the room to focus more on what he was saying and how he was saying it, the emotion that was put behind it, and the relatability of losing someone, so much so that I just, without even thinking, you know, just went for the golden buzzer, which would, you know, put him right to the live shows. If you would have asked me that next day, I go, listen, I loved it, he moved me, it's important to hear somebody like this, but there's no way that he could win this, you know? And then on his next spoken word mission, you know, he kind of took for me, and I'm just talking about my own personal experience, but I would imagine that it was replicated millions of times. He took a white man in his 60s and put him in the mind of a mother of an African-American boy. You know, and as a parent, we all understand that we worry first and foremost. You know, you're only as happy as your most miserable child as a parent. And then the added advent of having, we all worry about our kids. I don't go to sleep until I know my kids are safely at home and in their own beds. But, you know, the added element of being the parent of a black child, especially with what's going on today, was never more clear than Brandon's performance. And then he came back and he talked about, you know, reckoning with being raised by an absentee parent, you know. And then lastly, you know, just the love you have for your child. He spoke so clearly and so wonderfully and so heartfelt and openly and educated. I just thought that, you know, ultimately, you know, there was probably six singers in the final, and, you know, a lot of young people vote. They're probably going to like one of the hit songs, or they're going to like one of the singers. I don't know that anybody's really, I mean, they were moving him along, so they were listening, but that was such a surprise. And so it gave me such a ray of hope and light to think that, you know, everybody was listening and everybody understands, and we do have a heart. And in these times of darkness and injustice and the pandemic, people were listening, and we need this more than ever. So I'm just so proud to be witness to it. And I didn't have anything to do with it, but...
Yeah, well, there's so much to unpack there with what you just said. Now, obviously, there's no question that he's talented. You know, we all agree on that. But do you think that he would have done as well on a previous season? I mean, things, like you say, in the world are a little bit different right now. So maybe he was just on at the right time.
Here's what he would have. You know, he did. He tried out in 2017, and they said no to him. Would he have done as well in the competition? You know, if you judge by doing as well as, you know, his performance probably would have been as good. He would have been as polished. But the truth of the matter is, it wouldn't have had the gravitas and the importance it has now. Mm-hmm. Never before, you know, and I've been doing this on AGT for 11 years. I've watched the show for 15 years. You know, there are winners and people go on and they have a career, but it doesn't really, I'm trying to articulate it. It didn't really have a place in the world. These are nice. I always looked at, and even when we were promoting AGT, you know, it's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's kind of a respite to get away from the news in your life, and then you can go and laugh and cry and relate. And then, you know, that's just, and then after AGT's over, back to life, and back to the grind.
Right.
This time, more than ever, the winner and the words and what he does and what he says and how he makes you think was needed now more than any other time that I can remember. So the timing was perfect for him,
mm-hmm.
and for us and for the world.
Yeah, now after every season when a winner is announced, you know, generally there's the people on social media who, you know, are critical. Oh, so-and-so should have won, or, you know, that was terrible. I mean, there's a lot of criticism that Brandon's type of act isn't a really good fit for Las Vegas. I mean, you know, you've played venues, arenas, all over, you know, every kind of venue. What do you say to the people who think...
That is the most ridiculous comment, you know, that we continually get.
Yeah.
Continually get every year, every judgment, every... My feed is always filled up with anytime you like somebody, they go, I would never go to Vegas to see that. Well, you know, the beauty is, anybody who can compel you to listen for a moment and to sit down and watch, listen, see, and hear is okay for Vegas. When did these people online decide that they are the programmers of Vegas? You know, sometimes they'll go, they're too young for Vegas. You know, they're too young. We won't see Kid and Bay. There are acts that have children. You go
right.
See Cirque du Soleil.
Sure.
There's young people in it. There's older people in it. There's clowns in it. There's, you know, and those are the biggest money makers in Vegas. You go see Vegas, you know, years ago, there wouldn't be an Aerosmith in Vegas. Now you're going to see Aerosmith. In fact, Aerosmith was the antithesis of Las Vegas, right?
Right.
There was Vegas, and then there was, like, rock tours. So to see, you know, I kind of take umbrage to that because ultimately, without any gravitas, without any importance, I'm a spoken word artist, you know? And I've done really well in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So take a spoken word artist instead of doing the silliness that I have to spew onto the public and take something that has more meaning. You know, to me, it's like an a cappella singer. You know, that's what he is, you know? And you can add things to that. He is Vegas. He's every place that could an ear can be at to hear what he's doing. He's Vegas. He's radio. He's concert. He's albums. He's appearances on television. There isn't any place he can't go. So if anybody says that's not Vegas, they just don't know.
Well, I always say those critics are probably people who have never even gone to Vegas ever and maybe don't even know where Vegas is, but they say they would never go to see him. Well, you would never go to Vegas anyway, so who cares?
Right, but what is the difference? You know, you go see, a ventriloquist, you know, our first winner, Terry
Taylor, yeah.
There. It's a ventriloquist, you know, there was a time when a ventriloquist wouldn't be Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all Sinatra and the Rat Pack, and, you know, he has a good family show. That's Vegas, to magicians, to, you know, you could see anything in Vegas. Now the circus is a big part of Vegas. It was never part of Vegas, the circus.
Right.
It was always like black tie kind of crooners.
And right, and you know, it just sort of goes back to what we were just saying about him being the light in the darkness. I mean, who's to say right now what people would be or wouldn't be entertained by? We need this right now. So he could be a huge hit in Vegas.
More than just a poet or spoken word, he is an artist. He is.
Yeah.
If you watch him and listen to him, he's an amazing actor. He's an amazing performer. Where do you go see great performances? Las Vegas. Any
yeah.
place. Any place. Whether you got 2 people, 2,000 people, 20,000 people, Brandon will work.
Absolutely. And so I have to know now, do you get a cut of all the money he makes now? How does this work? How you kind of, you know.
I get zero. But I'm just happy that I was a witness and in the room and took this journey. Now I have nothing to do with Brandon's income or his career or anything. He's a young, brilliant, shining light who made my life is better for it, for having you know, met him, watched him, and experienced his art.
Absolutely. And yeah, it was certainly a proud night for his loved ones as well. Now, we've got to wrap this up, but you know, we're both Canadians, so I've got to know, Roberta, what big things ahead for her, right?
Absolutely. That another surprise, you know, and at 11 years old, this is only the beginning. I've never met somebody that had, at that age, with that kind of composure. She really is, like, even if you talk to her off stage, mm-hmm. such an old soul. She's so much more than what you would believe the typical 11-year-old little girl would be. And so talented. I think this is not the last we're going to be hearing of Roberta.
Yeah. In our final remaining moments, I know the judges are asked this all the time, people who are going to plan to audition next year. And again, Brandon's win shows us that, you know, the traditional might not always work for AGT anymore. But what advice for the people who are going to be trying out for the next season?
Just do it. Don't overthink it. Just do it. Let us overthink it. Listen, on the other end of the dichotomy between Brandon and there was this guy on about 8 years ago by the name of Horse. And Horse's talent was he was able to take shots to the testicular area
oh, yes.
like nobody was. And
right.
I thought, wow, is that a talent? Is that anything? He, after the show, he ended up getting, it's not on anymore and it was short-lived, but he got a series on MTV. He was like, like one of those Jackass kind of shows, but he got that. So you never know, you know, that's the other end, that's the opposite of what Brandon is doing, you know, and let us be the judge. But if you have an inkling, if you can just show up in front of your camera, go to agtauditions.com, and I'm telling you, your life will change forever.
All right, we'll be sure to do that. Well, you know what, always great chatting with you. Howie Mandel, thanks so much for joining us today.